The Overself. The Overself is the higher mind in man, his divine soul as distinguished from his human animal nature. It is the same as Plato's nous. Overself is the inner or true self of man, reflecting the divine being and attributes. The Overself is an emanation from the ultimate reality, but is neither a division nor a detached fragment of it. It is a ray shining forth, but not the sun itself. Human beings are rooted in this ultimate mind through the Overself, which therefore partakes on the one hand of a relationship with a vibratory world, and on the other, of an existence which is above all relations. That point in man, where the two worlds of being, infinite and finite, can be said to touch, is Overself. That element in his consciousness, which enables him to understand that he exists, which causes him to pronounce the words, I am, is the spiritual element here called Overself. It is really his basic self where the three activities of thinking, feeling, and willing are derived from it, are ripples spreading out of it, are attributes and functions which belong to it. But as we ordinarily think, feel, and act, these activities do not express the Overself because they are under the control of a different entity, the personal ego. There is nothing else like it. Nothing with which the Overself could be compared. The mysterious character of the Overself inevitably puzzles the intellect. We may appreciate it better if we accept the paradoxical fact that it unites a duality, and therefore there are two ways of thinking of it, both correct. There is the divine being, which is entirely above all temporal concerns, absolute and universal. And there is also the demi-divine being, which is in historical relation with the human ego. This is its mystery, that seeing all, it is itself seen by none.